Friendship's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider Monday through Friday. And as you know, if you've been listening on Wednesdays, we're in Ephesians, and this week we are going to do Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. So read along with me, if you will, or listen. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the body of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Okay, we're going to just stop right there. And remember, in that first verse, Paul says, I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord. He doesn't say I'm a prisoner of the Lord. It's not like he's been taken hostage by Jesus. He is in prison because of his preaching and that he was preaching about Jesus and the gospel. So let's just start digging in. So he's urging us here. Paul is urging us to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received. And then he says, of course, like I just said, I, Paul, therefore a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Our brother Paul is urging us here. He was urging the Jews and the Gentiles at that time, but now he's speaking to us through God's living word to live our lives as God has called us to do. We need brothers and sisters like Paul to urge us. And I hope that today that you will take this from me as a sister in Christ, urging you to think about these things and think about your calling. If someone were to ask you today if you've been called by God, what would you say? Would you say yes? Do you know what He has called you to do? If you say no, then please search out the Scripture and talk with someone you trust that knows the Bible. I urge you to seek God in both yes and no, because we need to search out if we feel like we have been called. Because you know, when we give our life to Christ, we've been called by the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit's calling us. He's drawing us to God. So many times in our, I'm putting in quotations, church life, that we think of being called as only for pastors and only for missionaries, but that's not true. Being called is for every single Christian we've been called. So verses 1 and 2 say, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called. First, we need to decide for sure if we know that God has called us or not. And then we need to be humble, and we need to be gentle, and we need to be patient with one another. That's part of our calling, whether we like it or we don't. In verse 3, it says, be eager and ready to maintain unity of the Spirit. Be eager. Every day we should get up and be eager to maintain what? Rebellion? No. Should we be eager to stir up trouble? No. Should we be eager to talk about our neighbor or our friends or our co-workers? No, we should be eager to keep peace and keep unity in the Spirit. When we are believers in Jesus, we should be excited and eager to maintain unity. We should be ready for circumstances around us that pull us away from unity. You know, Satan loves it when we aren't humble and gentle and patient. He loves it when we are angry and hostile and when we say things that berate our brothers and sisters, tearing them down, changing other people's opinion of them. Don't be pulled into this behavior. In verse 4, it says, there is only one body. Back in Ephesians 2, 15 through 16, Paul told us, and he wrote in there, that the reason Jesus died was to create a new humanity in his one body. By abolishing the laws, regulations, and the division between Jews and Gentiles, Jesus formed a new humanity in which the old distinction between Jew and Gentile no longer exists. Since there is only one body, there can be peace between all people. Is there peace between all people? No, but we have to work on that. We have to think about self first. Another reason this body has to have peace and unity is that it shares one spirit. I don't have my Holy Spirit, and you have your Holy Spirit, and Pastor Todd have his Holy Spirit. We all have the same Holy Spirit, so therefore we should be one in the Spirit. As believers, we are all part of the same body, and we are all in the same Spirit. We all have the same Spirit living in us, if we're believers. In verse 5, it says we don't each have our own spirit. That's what we were just talking about. We share one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, the Father of all of us. Verse 6 says, I urge you to live in peace and unity, and that you would show that we are children of one God. Anything less than this is a failure to live in a way worthy of our calling. That's a very strong statement right there. I'd like to end with this quote from Paul David Tripp. He says, one of sin's greatest rebellions is our repeated refusal to listen and submit to the wisdom of God revealed on every page of His Word. I pray and I urge you today to listen to the words on the pages of God.